This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This show is brought to you by GoPays, providing accessible, affordable, and inclusive digital financial services, all in one app, all also okay.
Thank you for joining us on this special edition of Resource Centre. My name is Audrey Raj, and on the show with me this morning from across the causeway is Yang Wenhui, General Manager of UnionPay International Southeast Asia. And he's going to be talking to us about driving innovation in payments. Wenhui, thank you for joining us. How are you doing today?
Hi, Audrey. Thank you for inviting me joining this program. Yes. It's a perfect day. So the COVID-19 issue is still going on, but I think things is getting on the right track.
Yes, yes. And hopefully, you know, we are on the road to recovery on this, right?
Yeah, of course.
So, Wenhui, you know, for the benefit of our listeners who are not familiar with UnionPay International, maybe you can give us a brief description of your business and how you work with other businesses.
Okay, of course. Well, indeed, Audrey, as you mentioned, for some of the audience, probably UnionPay is not a very well-known name. We have been in the business for quite a while. So basically, UnionPay is a global payment network. We are established since 2002. And our core business is to provide the payment products and services to meet the payment needs and the consumer and the business globally. So in fact, we are indeed in the day-to-day service to the largest cardholder base in the world. We collaborate with over 2,300, I think, partners around the world to provide a quite wide range of services, both localized as well as for the cross-border. So it ranges from the core products like the prepay, debit, credit card, which are quite familiar, I think, for most of the consumers.
Right.
As well as from the innovative products like the virtual card, digital wallets, QR code, mobile payment, etc., etc. Those are the fast-growing new initiatives in almost across the whole Asia.
Hmm.
And in Malaysia, so we have been in Malaysia since 2005, providing a wide range of payment products and services as well, particularly with our local partners like GoPay, other partners like the banks, Maybank, CIMB, right? They are all our core partners in Malaysia market. And for most of consumers, you may also see a UnionPay logo everywhere in Malaysia, being airport or being in the chained supermarkets, even in the coffee shops, bars, right? So besides some of the name people may be more familiar with, you will also see UnionPay almost everywhere in Malaysia. So we are here to serve the local cardholders and merchants in Malaysia market.
Right, and congratulations on your 15-year anniversary in Malaysia.
Yeah, well, very good point. I forgot to mention, yes, indeed, it's a 15-year anniversary in Malaysia. We are very proud of this, and we also feel very thankful with all the support from our partners as well as from our merchants and our cardholders.
Mm. So, Wenhui, you mentioned earlier that UnionPay has the world's largest cardholder base. So as a payment network provider, how has UnionPay International driven innovation in payments?
Audrey, thanks for the question. I didn't intend to mention too much on the numbers, but maybe let me just give a bit the high-level numbers. So first of all, indeed, UnionPay is with the largest card base in the world. We have more than 8.4 billion cards issued in 61 markets, so that UnionPay serves the largest card base in the world. Well, this number actually is not from UnionPay itself. It's based on the industry reports from Nielsen, a leading independent research company on the payment side. And they have verified that UnionPay is the largest card payment network in terms of card issuance in 2019 and has been so far for last a few years.
Mm.
Being a young payment company, as I mentioned earlier, we were established only in 2002. So we also feel proud of this remarkable achievement. But of course, this this won't be achieved without the support from our partners, and especially from our cardholders, including our cardholders in Malaysia. And Audrey, you also mentioned that the payment technology are fast evolving.
Yeah.
So are the payment habits of our customers. We foster innovative at UnionPay by catering to the changing payment needs of our customers, making sure that they can stay relevant to them. In fact, last couple of years, we see Malaysia market has been evolving fairly fast on the innovative payment side, so that we have also have the NFC and the QR code all-in-one payment product provided and launched in Malaysia market. In fact, the GoPay is an example of such product. Consumers can choose to make contactless payment via virtual card or QR code according to their personal preference. So this is just one of the example of some of our innovative initiatives launched across the whole Southeast Asia. And Malaysia is definitely one of the leading markets for us.
We'll come back to that partnership with GoPay in just a few minutes. But Wen Hui, I want to talk about how you've improved the acceptance network outside of mainland China. I know that you have extensive servicing of the needs of Chinese outbound tourists. But how has UnionPay International improved the acceptance network outside of China?
Great question. In fact, I have been working in the region for more than 10 years. So in a way, I witnessed the expansion of our acceptance or the establishment of our acceptance outside of mainland China, particularly in Southeast Asia region. And the rest of the world, we are making same progress. Right? So let's say we started out as meeting the payment needs of Chinese tourists, just as Audrey, you mentioned earlier. But with our acceptance network expanding, we actually not only focusing on the Chinese tourist, rather we started the twin focus of catering both Chinese tourists as well as the local customers. That's why, as I mentioned earlier, like in Malaysia, UnionPay's acceptance is almost everywhere, right? It's like in the airport for the tourists, and not only for Chinese tourists, but also for the global cardholders. We are also in the neighborhood stores to serve the local cardholders in every market. Malaysia has no difference. It's just one of the examples. We also work very closely with bank partners such as CIMB, Maybank, Public Bank, and also payment partners such as iPay 88, GHL, and GoPay. Why? Because we need to serve our cardholders on both the traditional card acceptance as well as on the innovative QR acceptance, for example. We are now accepted in 179 countries and regions with our card issuance in 61 countries and regions. So indeed, over the last 18 years after the UnionPay is established, we become a global network to serve our cardholders across the whole world. Within which Chinese, mainland Chinese makes a big portion. We will continue to improve our international acceptance network so that customers can use UnionPay wherever they go. So yes, the achievement is huge, but we still remain humble enough. We understand that there are a lot of room to improve, and we are committed to improve it in order to better serve our cardholders from all over the world.
Thank you for that, Wen Hui. We're going to take a quick break for some messages right now, but we'll have more from Yang Wen Hui, General Manager of UnionPay International Southeast Asia, in just a bit. BFM 89.9.
Stay tuned for more insights on GoPays, a universal e-wallet, all in one app. All are so okay.
Bulldozing fine measures. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
We're back with more from GoPays, all in one app. All are so okay.
You are listening to a special edition of Resource Center. My name is Audrey Raj, and on the show with me this morning is Yang Wenhui, General Manager of UnionPay International Southeast Asia, and we are discussing driving innovation in payments. Wenhui, before the break, you were talking to us about UnionPay International's partnership with GoPays. What is the synergy between the two parties in this partnership?
Well, as a mainland Chinese working in Southeast Asia for quite a while, more than 10 years, actually, I think probably I will be one of the good person to share some of my personal feeling or views on this. First of all, well, we all know that China is a very fast-growing market for the new technologies and the new initiatives, and there's no difference about Southeast Asia and Malaysia. Especially for the last couple of years, we can see that the Malaysians are fast adapters or adopters of the new technologies, and there's no difference when it comes to payment technologies. Mm. We see a lot of change happened over the last couple of years, such as we have seen the mobile and the innovative payments growing rapidly in Malaysia, right? Thus, we wanted to collaborate with suitable local partners to make sure we stay abreast of Malaysian market development. This is very crucial, right? Because our service is to serve the cardholder and the merchant's needs in the ground, on the ground. Mm. So wherever they go, whatever they need, we will make ourselves ready to serve.
Right,
and particularly to GoPay. Then GoPay comes as a very natural partner of UnionPay, as both are like-minded when it comes to embracing the new consumer trends and also technologies. Thus, our partnership came together very quickly. In fact, a few words about our partner. Right? GoPay is very well known for all the Malaysian local users. Right? They are moving fairly fast. Right? They are particularly on the mobile payment side. And the UnionPay, being the largest payment network in the world and with the fast-growing new technologies, it makes our partnership just one of the best choice in the market.
Mm. So this program that you have with GoPays, it's the first e-wallet in Malaysia to roll out mobile contactless payment through host card simulation or HCE solution. How does this further your objectives here in Malaysia?
Well, Audrey, I think the some of the terms probably is a little bit tricky.
Yes.
So I don't want to jump into the technical details, but rather want to share the view from an ordinary user perspective. Right. So basically, what do we try to offer in the market, or rather, what do we have offered in the market? Right. The GoPay, UnionPay customers will be the first e-wallet user in Malaysia to be able to use their e-wallet in China. Mm. We all know that China is one of the most advanced mobile payment network. In fact, with the development of the mobile payment, the usage of cash has been reduced dramatically. Mm. Right? And we see the same trend happening in Malaysia. Right. So GoPay comes into the picture very timely, right, to serve the local needs. And now with UnionPay, we make this very convenient and secure service even more available in the overseas market. And the why we particularly mention about China is because between Southeast Asia and China, Malaysia and China has the largest visitorship. Mm. Right. So we also receive the need on the ground that the Malaysian people, when they are going to China, they hope they can enjoy the mobile payment service. Right? This is where we bring this service to everyone. So from from now on, all the GoPay users, they can use their mobile GoPay mobile wallet, right, to scan the QR code in China and also to tap and use a contactless payment. The contactless, for example, if you go to the public transportation, to metro, to bus, you can just tap and go. While for the QR payment, you can go almost everywhere, convenience store, even if you go to those shops on the street or stores on the street, right, buy some finger food, it's so convenient and fast. yet it's also very secure.
Hmm.
Right? Let's say this service is not only for a small range of acceptance. In fact, the GoPay UnionPay virtual card allows our Malaysian customers to make mobile contactless payment at UnionPay terminals in Malaysia and also more than 20 million POS terminals in 51 other countries and regions. So this is about the tap and the go, right? And then if we talk about the contactless point on the QR, actually we are looking at the over 30 million merchants in 41 countries and regions, including Malaysia. Of course, we always talk about China, but we should not forget the rest of the world, especially in Asia-Pacific, the mobile payment is growing fast.
Right. And what's next in this partnership? So what other services can we expect from this partnership between GoPay and UnionPay International?
Okay. So the so-called make the mobile payment available on both QR and the contactless is just the first step, but it's not going to be the end. In fact, with this mobile wallet and UnionPay partnership, the GoPay and the UnionPay partnership coming into force, it opens the door for many other services based on the mobile technology, which we have widely used in China as well as in some other markets. Right, so there are more exciting and innovative initiatives lined up with this GoPay, which including contactless parking, right, which will provide a convenient and secure payment options at car parks.
Hmm.
We are also introducing the Uplan, which is a global mobile marketing platform, into the market very soon. So for all our users, just get tuned and you will see the new things coming in very soon. So all these innovative solutions serve to add value by providing ease of payment in the day-to-day lives of our consumers. We will share more when those new initiatives are launched one by one. And actually, you will hear it very soon. We are committed to bring the tool, as I mentioned, within this year to the market.
Wenhui, you just mentioned mobile wallets and the rise of e-wallets. You know, at last count, Malaysia had some 40 e-wallet players in the market. So what are some of the challenges that remain in expanding financial accessibility, you know, despite the many e-wallet options and mobile payment acceptance solutions in the market right now?
Again, another great question. We are talking about the financial inclusion, right? So mobile wallet indeed makes the financial inclusion available or more available to the whole society, so that we welcome the availability of other players in Malaysia. And we believe offering more choices to consumers and businesses are critical, right, to keep the ecosystem vibrant. Although there are many e-wallets, consumers will eventually choose what is best for them. This is also our deep belief about the market. So UnionPay is committed to providing value to consumers by offering convenience and payment security. This is done in collaboration with like-minded partners such as GoPay. Right? So from UnionPay perspective, we offer some best-in-class payment solutions, one of which is UnionPay's QR code standard based on the EMV specification, a global standard. While GoPay and UnionPay consumers can scan QR code for payments seamlessly in Malaysia or in all over the 40 countries and regions worldwide, right, including the top destinations for Malaysians like Japan, China, Korea, and Thailand, Singapore, etc., etc. So this is where we see we should not limit the customer's choice, but rather we should enhance the value of all those options in the market, right? Of course, we will choose the most suitable partner for us, and we believe leave it in the best hands of our consumers, and we are confident, and we also hope customers will trust us and choose our service, and we can serve them even better.
Right. Wenhui, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us. But before we go, maybe you can talk to us about what the future holds for UnionPay International. Where do you see UnionPay going in the next few years?
Oh, Technically, this question should go to our CEO or chairman, right?
Because, but I have you on the line, Wenhui, so I'm going to ask you.
That's okay. Well, let me share some of my thoughts. Right. Here, I'd like to take a role as a professional in the payment industry rather than as an individual consumer. Right. So UnionPay's core business is payment, which is a fast-changing and evolving business. We observed that the usage of electronic and digital payments has increased, in fact, during the pandemic. Right. Even as you mentioned at the beginning, when we serve the traffic across the Causeway Bay, right, we see that the e-payment needs, the service from UnionPay side actually has increased quite steadily. So with and also with the Bank Niagara's driving the vision of a cashless society, we see a lot of opportunities for UnionPay to introduce more and more core and innovative payment products and services into the market. So we will continue expanding our acceptance network, which is a common infrastructure. We will also increase our issuance scale, which is to serve even larger customer base. And then we will also explore more collaborations with local partners like GoPay to offer the convenient, secure, and the relevant solutions to consumers and the business. Overall, we are open. Right, we are sincere and we are committed. So I think that's something I'd like to share, Audrey, with yourself and also through you with all the audience in this program.
Thank you for sharing that with us, Wenhui. And for more information on how U-Mobile and UnionPay International can assist you and your business, head on over to gopays.com.my. I've been speaking with Yang Wenhui, General Manager of UnionPay International Southeast Asia. This is Audrey Raj signing off on Resource Center, BFM 89.9.
This show has been brought to you by GoPays, all in one app, all are so okay.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.